News on Wednesday, December 30, 2009. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Chloe. The weather forecast: mostly sunny with scattered clouds. Temperature ranges between 23 degrees at night and 28 degrees during the day. East-northeasterly winds at 21 kilometers per hour.
Happy New Year!
இனிய புத்தாண்டு வாழ்த்துக்கள்.
Bonne
Prost neues Jahr. Feliz Año Nuevo.
S Novum Godem.
새해 복 많이 받으세요.
आने वाला 2010 वर्ष आपके और आपके परिवार के लिए खुशियां और अवसरों की बौछार लाए और आप उन्नति के शिखर को छुएं. नव वर्ष की ढेर सारी शुभकामनाएं.
Shana Tova.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Un felicissimo Anno Nuovo.
Gelukkig Nieuwjaar.
Here's an interview with Esther Patel from Bharat Nivesh. She speaks about the presentation in New Emergence, The Need for Policy Change. It was held by Debashish Banerjee, former president of the East-West Cultural Center in Los Angeles. Debashish is a historian and he teaches philosophy. The presentation took place on the 28th of December.
This is from Bharat Nivas, from the Center of Indian Studies. We have just announced the annual gathering and the event that takes place middle of February, from February 12th to 14th. And the theme this year is mutation, a process. A process has no end, and we do not know where the beginning is. But what we do know, that as people come into Auroville on this occasion, end of the year, and beginning of the new year 2010, they give us a presentation on the theme itself. So the process for us begins right this evening at 5 o'clock. And the first person to speak is Dr. Debashish Banerjee, who comes from Los Angeles. He has been deeply immersed in the works of Shabindranath the Mother, is an art historian, and has a background in technology. He has chosen a very interesting theme for today's presentation, a new emergence, the need for policy change. He's going to trace some of the lineages of contemporary thought, trace the pattern of a co-evolution between man and technology, which is leading to the emergence of a new kind of a being, its opportunities, its dangers, its challenges, and the need for individual reorientation as well as a policy change of governments. As we saw very recently in the Copenhagen Summit on Climate Change, that this need is urgent. So we already begin today our theme for this year, mutation, a process. Early January, in the first week, we'll have two other members of the International Advisory Council of Auroville, Mark Gizi and Duru Jain, who will make their presentations on themes of their choice. So be with us while this process goes on.
You can listen to the whole presentation on Auroville Radio soon. A waste poster was created by Haggard. It supports all households in Auroville on disposing waste. With this poster overview, it is now easy and understandable where and how to handle your waste at home. It shows important contact information in case of questions and helps, as well as eco-service recommendations. You can download the poster on Auroville intranet. CS Melbourne holds a presentation with the topic Transformation of a Rubbish Dump to a Community Environment Park. It is the story from Joel and Nia, who are working with Pichandikulam Forest. For nearly 30 years, CS has been creating a community in the heart of Melbourne. Community gardens, organic caves, farm markets, social enterprises, festivals and educational projects are just a few of the fruits that were born from the CS project. The presentation starts on Wednesday, the 30th of December at 6:30 p.m. at Sadana Forest. The Mother. It is only in quietness and peace that one can know what is the best thing to do. The news is a reflection on the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please contact aurovilleradio.org.